So, welcome to Gallery 1412 and to the conflating wax buffet, wax world, Robert Mittenthal, buffet world, Donato Mancini. And as a symbol of that, I have one of those old school wax bottles you guys chew on, suck on, drink the fluid inside. So, like a little, whatever they do in church or whatever, I'm going to pass these out. You guys just put them right here, you go for it. Take one and pass them around. There you go. And that's the wax buffet. We're going to start with Donato, then have Brandon show some video, have a break, some more drinks, and then Robert. I'm really happy to have all three here. Donato's coming from Vancouver, just over the border. Donato, I wrote these down to remember what I was thinking, right? Of course. Donato, to me, is a methodic organizer of text, interested in the productive arrangements of humor and clarity and polemics and design. His intentions seem to be directed toward fashioning functionality out of this meager art poetry. He's aligned publicly with current trends of appropriation, conceptual aesthetics, visual poetry, surface presentations that belie and involve depth. But he's more like a social services officer in a hair-pulling homeless poetics department. He's not only Canadian, he's very non-American. Donato is currently finishing his doctorate and
starting.
They're the same things, really. And the launch of Buffet World marks his third or fourth book. I'm not sure. He'll just clean me out if I say the wrong thing. This is his U.S. debut of the book. Canadian.
This is the debut.
This is the debut, okay. Someone suggested that we go to a pier and put Robert and Donato on a little dinghy and we listen to them read while we all stand on the pier. I'm sorry we couldn't do that before. So anyway, I'm a fan and a friend and I'm very pleased to have him here. Please welcome Donato Mancini.
This is to completely reverse the power relationships. You get to take pictures of me while I embarrass myself.
Ow!
Now we can't see you in this. Well, that's probably better.
You know, there are not enough of these gone, I'm sorry to say. Not you before.
Is it bad?
Yes, this is your souvenir
room. Hey, can you hear me up at the back, Crystal?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm not gonna do a huge long thank yous, but I will point out a couple of things. I've been working on these four texts since about 2003. Ligatures goes back to actually 1999, but really I started working on it seriously, I think, in 2003. And so these four books that I have now, which also include this book called Fact and Value, is so many years of work that it's kind of very strange, like falling into an elevator shaft moment for me at the end of this long, long project, as much as it's exhilarating. And you'll notice the names of, if you happen to read the thank yous page, the acknowledgments page, you'll notice a number of Seattleites thanked in the book. Joe, Nico, Robert, and Will Owen, especially, have been really, really such good friends that they're thanked in the book. Having this little group of friends in Seattle has actually been incredibly important to me in ways that are actually, I mean, hard to articulate, and just like keeping you going and knowing that you've got something, another context that's outside of your immediate context, and a sense of a, you know, this kind of wonderful and loose friendship. And I just wanted to mention that I'm very glad to be actually giving the very first reading from this book as a book here in Seattle, because of how important this place has been to me, and feeling like I'm not just isolated in Vancouver. I've got the KSW, I've got all these things in Vancouver, but oddly enough, as a writer, I don't have that many peers who are more or less my own age. It's a very, very, very complicated kind of thing. What else do they want to say? Nothing, actually. I think I'll actually just read now. And thank you all for coming. This is the book of the world. And I'll just read without pausing to chit-chat between the poems, but I'll try to make it clear enough when we've moved from one poem to the next. Zero. One. Ten. Hundred. Thousand. Million. Billion. Quadrillion. Quintillion. Sextillion. Septillion. Octillion. Nonillion. Decillion. Duodecillion. Tredecillion. Quatordecillion. Quindecillion. Sextecillion. Septendecillion. Octodecillion. November decillion, vigintillion, centillion. Fun facts. Laid out end to end all the Mr. Big chocolate bars sold in Canada in 1999 would stretch from Vancouver to Ottawa. Crispy Crunch was developed in 1923 at the suggestion of Cadbury employee Harold Oswin. He was paid $5 for the recipe. Eat More, one of the few candy bars not covered in chocolate, is more popular in Alberta than anywhere else. In Canada, Quebecers prefer Cherry Blossom and Mirage. There are approximately 56 Smarties in every box, including blue ones, which replaced light brown ones in 1987. Canadians eat 875 Smarties every 60 seconds. In 1999, the caramel used to fill all the caramel bars sold in Canada weighed as much as 9 full-grown blue whales. If this ever really happens, we hope this never happens. This has happened before. It always happens this way. Just in case this ever happens, we can't prepare for this to happen. Actually, this is happening now. Watch as this happens. This happens all the time. If we don't, this will happen. This is really going to happen. Is this meant to happen? This must happen for a reason. Impossible. This could never happen. We don't want this to happen. This used to happen all the time. I can't believe this is happening. How in hell did this happen? It shouldn't have happened like this. Never thought this could happen. Why does this have to happen? Why is this happening? Fun facts about investments and securities. Since the New York Stock Exchange was founded under a buttonwood tree in 1792, total returns of domestic equity, inflation adjusted, have been about 6 or 7%. However, not until the 1900s was this fact known nor popularly appreciated until over a decade ago. Consider the implications of a 7% real return. Consider, if you really could invest $1 for those 200 years at 7%, by 1992, you have a real $752,000. Invest $1 at the birth of Christ,
By now you have $6 times 10 to the power of 58, or 60000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 Does that seem like a lot of money to you? It's the value of a solid gold sphere 43 light years in radius. This is called TDCJ Reel, and this is dedicated to Stephen Harper, Canada's own very own Dick Cheney, who was just made Emperor-in-Chief last night by the fucking idiot Canadians. who I'm very angry at. TDCJ Reel. Oh wait, sorry, I want to read one other one. Let me, before I move on to that one, let me read one other. Sorry, this is a short one. Okay. Alan Turing stands at the top of a cliff above the ocean. He douses himself in kerosene and ties a noose around his neck, tying the other end to a large rock. He then eats an apple injected with poison, sets fire to his clothes, jumps from the cliff, and shoots a pistol at his own head. The bullet misses his head but cuts through the rope. He plunges into the freezing water, extinguishing the flames, while the impact makes him retch the poisoned fruit. A passing fisherman drags him into his boat and takes him to the hospital where he dies of hypothermia. This is a book of suicide comedy and the comedy of capitalism and food and numbers. TDCJ Reel. Of 305 persons executed 1982 to 2003 by the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, 79 ate one or more hamburgers with mayo, bacon, cheese all the way as part of their final meal. Of 105 who had French fries, most specified no drink, but the national soft drink of Texas, Dr. Pepper, was consumed by 16. Invented in 1885 in David Koresh's hometown, Dr. Pepper, nameless for years, was ordered by saying, "Shoot me a Waco." One executee ordered Mr. Pibb, one of more than 50 known Dr. Pepper imposters. Dr. A, Dr. B, Dr. Becker, Dr. Best, Dr. Cheaper, Dr. Check, Dr. Choice, Dr. Cool, Dr. D, Dr. Dazzle, Dr. Delight, Dr. Fine, Dr. Foots, Dr. Gulpster, Dr. Hightop, Dr. K, Dr. Kist, Dr. Louise, Dr. Parker, Dr. Parade, Dr. Perfect, Dr. Perry, Dr. Perky, Dr. Pop, Dr. Publix, Dr. R, Dr. Randalls, Dr. Riffick, Dr. Wright, Dr. Rush, Dr. Schnee, Dr. Shasta, Dr. Shaw's, Dr. Slice, Dr. Smooth, Dr. South, Dr. Spark, Dr. Star, Dr. Stripes, Dr. Thirst, Dr. Thunder, Dr. Topper, Dr. U, Dr. Vess, Dr. Wells, Dr. Wild, Dr. Urge, Dr. Radical, Dr. Whatever, Dr. Hy-Vee. Whomsoever enters meal data on execution reports types correct capitalizations for Dr. Pepper, not so for non-Texan drinks. They, she, he uses W/M with ketchup, BLT for bacon, tomato, lettuce sandwich. Other soft drinks consumed, Big Red, Coke, Sprite, beer, iced tea, vanilla Coke, Pepsi, and one diet cream soda. Chocolate cake was eaten 17 times. Ice cream was the most popular dessert. A handful ate strange meals. Johnny Frank Garrett, a 17-year-old with three personalities, convicted for the rape, assault, strangulation, stabbing of Sister Tadea Benz, a nun 76 years old in the St. Francis Convent of Amarillo, Texas, across from Garrett's home, had ice cream only, no flavor specified. His final statement, "I'd like to thank my family for loving me and taking care of me. The rest of the world can kiss my ass," is unlisted but famous. Only one executee, chose to review the food. It was really good. Gerald Lee Mitchell, whose final meal was a bag of Jolly Ranchers, part of 1,570,105,200.543 kilos of non-chocolate candy consumed in the U.S. in 2001, equivalent to 276,919,155.504 armadillos, nature's little tank, 111,733,035.62 coyotes, or 11,547,438.4 barrels of crude, committed a summary slaying of two men, Fleming and Marino. Raise your hands, white boy, I don't want you to die with your hands down. Mitchell shot Marino in the chest. Fleming heard the gun pump. You in the white shirt, I don't think you're dead. Donald Newsome, walking nearby, heard shots, saw Mitchell come out of the house laughing. Don't be scared of me, I'm just shooting some birds. Mitchell later told Sergeant Parrish of the Houston PD, I want to get it off my chest. I shot the two white boys. In 1997, the number of TDCJ executions jumped from 3 in 1996 to 37 in 2000. There were 40 executions by lethal injection, 3.3 per month. No final request was made for healthy request. Campbell's Soup's 98% fat-free, sodium-reduced choice, and Andy Warhol electric chair print fetches up to $4.5 million, about the cost of 164 years and 4 months on death row, or $724,669.825 liters of clam chowder retail. And last poem I don't believe I've ever read in Seattle. Pica. The epigraph from Mao Zedong reads, I can eat a lot and shit a lot. Every year, Canada celebrates National Peach Cobbler Day on April 13th. In the early 1980s, an Indian postgraduate student in psychology felt compulsive hunger for whitewash lime. As exam season came to bottleneck, she nibbled lime flakes to mend her fears, but come dissertation time, she climbed bathroom ladders to scrape and cram mouthfuls of whitewash from ceilings, tongue, cheeks, lips, thrashed, still worried, obsessed but otherwise cognitively normal with no delusional beliefs. On National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, a high IQ homeless man saved up 12 pounds of heritage coins in his stomach, lost gold, found homeland. If you can take it with you, if you can't take it with you or eat it, why do I want any? Garlic Day, Aussie Day, Republic of a Madman, Osborne Lewis, snorted Scotland, Ireland, Wales. A line of live ants ate raspberry jam with his mouth open. In the name of the devil, in the name of Johnny Appleseed. When the Austria-Australia Coalition declares Transnational Zucchini Bread Day the 25th, April will not seem so cruel. On WTO's Eggs St. Benedict Day, April 16th, USA bites the head off a bat. I thought it was chicken pox because it started out as small red bumps but gradually spread into huge blotches. Nightlight, dead before glowing vegetation, potato, blight of the living, return of the appetite. Guttate, psoriasis, seborrheic, keratosis, actinic lentiginous, lichen planus, molluscum contagiosum, pseudofolliculitis, barbae, and eating a friend's caiman scales, said to taste like alligator. Gilligan's Island, U.S. satellite, later Gilligania, Crusoe's Island, U.K. colony, later Fruitopia, places civilization woke up from soup nap to soap opera, Parsifal, navy biscuits to coconut cream pie, psychic scabs with goat milk to curry-flavored zucchini seed risotto with capsules of peanut oil, survivalist urine pouches to pina coladas while shooting wolves from helicopters. PICA is the Pacific Institute of Culinary Arts. Programs and community action, the compulsion to eat sharp objects, to eat whitewash, starch, dust from blinds, excrement, raw potato, stones, dandruff, hair, mint toothpicks, ice, skin, or lint. Any non-food, really. Thank you here. The service here is why I don't eat here, because I love the food here. I eat here because I must grow from here to here, see? In your gold lager, the ones swimming are alive, the ones not swimming are dead. Corn cob holders, up your seminal vesicle, poke as the fish stick swims. Pakistan has only whispered of post-colonial Teflon Day on Britain's Royal Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, April 12th. Oatmeal, catmeal, stories, as in culinary tradition, anorectics grow a fine layer of hair for a fine layer of dust. Your Venus flytrap vomits feathers, sure sign of demonic possession. Verb, fact, food, as abstract noun as bushels of apples, a slave labor sold in lots, widget slash man, calories slash dumb. We too know that it is not the same thing to be given a ladleful of soup from the top or the bottom of the vat. Fact, that very popular acronym referred to colloquially, is not pica. South Africa is all mums the word about historical Respect the Lima Bean Day, April 20th this year. Continental deficiency is when mothers-to-be eat soil, clay, or fresh camel dung, as Bedouin prescribed for dysentery, attested to by SS Africa Corps, who ate corn for the first time as prisoners of war, Kuslik, as potatoes came to France by Louis XIV. The sovereign fed only potatoes in Bavarian prisons, himself came to love them, hearts and minds of them conquerors captured. Thus ends the grain, fed only to chickens and interns forever in the German ideology. The hairs on the backs of their necks get caught in the back of your throat. The sexual life of Robinson Crusoe. Fuck it, then eat it. You get more protein if you eat the whole animal. Gilligan's Planet. Did you just say hungry or angry? Palestine, at Iran's bequest under Israeli blockade on April 10th, canceled Pan-Regional Cinnamon Crescent Day. Embalm the experience, all things considered. Formaldehyde does not pickle remains. Benny Hill was so fat when he died. 411 in London is such a joke. Gung Haggis Fat Choi, Mr. Lemmy Kilmeister, Lemmy of Motorhead. Lemmy changed my life. If it wasn't for Lemmy, I never would have learned bass guitar. I would never have got a girlfriend. Crusoe loved his mutton with raisins. Raisins are the best and most agreeable dainty of my whole diet. Indeed, not agreeable only, but physical, wholesome, nourishing, and refreshing to the last degree. Except when they turn out to be rat poops. Too late. Friday's favorite prank. At this point in the transcript, the patient addresses the Wendy's Arby's Group Incorporated as if it is an individual consciousness and personality. Dude, you seriously need to change your fish sandwich. North Korea also celebrates International Chocolate Covered Cashews Day. Pica, peace through inter-American community action. Pica, Providence In-Town Churches Association. Pica, Pennsylvania Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority. Pica, Pakistan-India Culture Association. Curry sauce with chips, a nice pint of Guinness, delicious. Did you know that in the United Kingdom, Indian restaurants employ more people than steel, mining, and shipbuilding industries put together? Britons eat on average 2.2 curries per week, spending 2.8 billion pounds on the hot stuff every year. Delicious facts. As many pounds as there are cell phone users in the whole world, or money sufficient to buy retail, 20,855 pints of Provenance, psoriasis, and scaly skin cream. And finally, a shout out to my root rockers everywhere. The death of Benny Hill. British comedian and television star Benny Hill died a virgin on April 19, 1992, Easter Sunday, in his southwest London flat in front of his television. Neighbors worried they hadn't seen Benny Hill in a while, neither on the television nor in the hallway of the apartment block. On April 21st, Global Jelly Bean Day, worried neighbors called the police about having not seen Benny Hill in a while. Neither have we seen Benny Hill in a while, the police reasonably said. But times change and so must the programs. The neighbors explained that they meant not that they had not seen Benny Hill on the television, but they had not seen Benny Hill in the hallways, where Benny Hill was sometimes seen, although not on television. The police said, "Yes, we understand," and promised they'd be right over. Police soon arrived at the building where Benny Hill had lived. After greeting the neighbors, the police knocked on Benny Hill's door. While the same neighbors just greeted, an ex-Canadian pensioner, an Indian dental student, three British widows, a Scottish alcoholic on the dole, an Iranian taxi driver, and two East London Chinese middle-aged horse bettors anxiously watched. It had been a long time since they'd seen Benny Hill. Benny Hill did not answer the police's knocks because he was dead. Near him was a large stack of uncashed royalty checks totaling near £1 million, plus two potted plants that were beginning to get somewhat dry, having not been watered since Universal Mushroom Day. When police broke open Benny Hill's door, easy for them because they have the right tools to do this, they found the stiff, fat corpse of former Benny Hill beginning to go green in former Benny Hill's armchair in front of former Benny Hill's television, television still on, the Galloping Gourmet. The problem now, as per British funerary custom, was that the police could not decide if they should first extinguish the television or first close the lids of former Benny Hill's eyes. The police quickly reached a compromise. Bobby number one shut the telly at the exact same instant Bobby number two closed the eyelids of former Benny Hill. Thank you.